Lift up your voice and worship the King. Worship Him. Worship the King. Worship the King. Each one of you, you have a story. You have a story. He found you somewhere. He found you somewhere. And by His grace, He changed your life. By His grace, He changed your life. He got you somewhere. Worship the King. Worship the King of glory. Worship Him. Give Him praise. Give Him thanks. Remember how far He has brought you. Worship Him. Worship Him. In His hands, there's life. You are in His hands. You are alive. You are alive. Because of His grace. And your story is not yet over. Worship Him. Tell Him something. Give Him thanks. Give Him thanks. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. The Ancient of Days. The Alpha and Omega. The most merciful God. Worship Him. Most merciful. Gracious, forgiving, abounding in love. Worship Him. Yes. Your story is just beginning. Your story is just beginning. You have a great King. You can never afford to give up. Never, never, never. You must stand to the end in His presence. Your story is changed. In His presence, your healing happens. In His presence, your deliverance takes place. In His presence, your story is rewritten. Bless His name. Bless His name. Bless His name. Father, we thank You. Father, we give You praise. Father, we give You honor. Father, we thank You for what You have done for us. We thank You for the gift of salvation. We thank You for the gift of healing. We thank You for deliverance. We thank You for everything that is contained in the package of salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We thank You, Lord, and we bless Your name. Lord, in Your presence we have come. Touch our lives. Touch the life of everyone who is here. We have different background we come from, Lord. Different backgrounds, Lord. Even those who are watching online. Father, bless them. Touch them by Your grace. Touch them by Your grace. Help them. Deliver them. Bless them. Grant them wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Move them to the next place where they're supposed to be. Teach them, Lord. Father, open our hearts to receive Your word. Open our hearts and bless us by Your word. And let Your power and Your mighty hand follow Your word. We thank You, Lord. We give You glory and honor. I declare Your Lordship over this service and over every other services that will follow here. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I also pray for those who are watching online. Bless them. Bless this city of Kampala. Bless our division of Nakawa. Bless this nation of Uganda. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that let Your righteousness and justice prevail in this land. Bring us prosperity. Only You can prosper a nation. Bring us good leaders, Lord, in every sphere of our public life and private life. And Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, deliver the families. Father, declare Your Lordship over Africa. Raise up leadership in Africa, all over Africa. Leaders that will take us to the great place that we are taking this continent. You are taking this continent to the greatest place. And it is it is our season as a continent, Master, to impact the world. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless Africa. Bless the entire world. We commit Middle East into Your hands where there's fighting this war. Let your will prevail. Let your will prevail. Remember your promises, Lord. Remember your covenants, Lord, with your people. And even remember your covenant with us through the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you glory and honor. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Come and teach us. We thank you. We bless your name. Even as your people sit in your presence, let healing take place. Let deliverance take place. Father, let them receive wisdom that comes from your spirit. Bless them in every way. We thank you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. You can take your seats. God bless you, choir, for taking us through worship. Let's clap for the choir for taking us through this time of worship. Why don't you clap properly for them? Let's give the Lord a mighty hand of praise for everything he has done for us. Church, we have a great God. We have a great God. I just want to encourage everyone who is here and who is listening to me. We have a great God. Praise God. We have a king. We have a majesty. We have a king. We came the way we came. He found us in different places. Different places. Among us here, some of us were found hopeless. In a hopeless situation. We didn't know what to do, where to go. What to do, we did not know until Jesus stepped in. Until he stepped in. Some of us were thinking of dying. He stepped in and gave us life. Some of us were trapped in the prison of sin. He freed us. Some of us, we didn't know how to survive, how we will survive. But he got us out and made a way for us to survive. Some of us, we didn't have what to do. He gave us jobs and businesses. Some of us were marked for death by the enemy, Satan. Marked for death. But Jesus erased away that mark by his blood. I want to tell you, you will live your full life. I say you will live your full life. And in your house, there shall be no premature death. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. So you are all welcome for our morning service. And I know the Lord will bless you. We have been looking at a message entitled Connecting People to Jesus. Connecting people to Jesus. Praise God. Connecting people to Jesus. And today we are looking at the fourth part of that message. Connecting people to Jesus. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, how many people have you connected to Jesus in the last 1 month? Turn, see, be honest. If you have connected nobody, you tell them that you have connected nobody. Now turn again to another neighbor and tell your neighbor, if you have connected a number of people, you tell them I've connected this number. If not, say I've connected no one in the last 1 month. Let God help me. Let me see you had in the last 1 month, how many of you connected at least one person to Jesus? God bless you. God bless you. It's just a drop among so many people. A drop. Let me see your hand again. So, Pastor Harriet, really, you are just there. You are very happy that you never connected anybody. Imagine the number of people you stay around, you walk around. Eh? Even when you travel for your project, why don't you connect people there? Even here. Let me tell you, by next Sunday, all of you must have connected someone to Jesus. And you invite them to church. Praise God. I don't want to say, oh, me and my house. No. Joshua said that, it was only encouraging people to serve the Lord. Me and my house. He told them first that you should serve the Lord. Then now he concluded and said, me and my house, we have decided we will serve him. That's what Joshua said. So sometimes when people are saved, they don't care about their neighbors. Me, my children, we are all saved. Our family is saved. That's what people think. We are all saved. Our family is saved. My children are saved. No, that's not enough. That is not enough. Praise God. We must connect people to Jesus. Joanne, you're a business lady. How many people have you connected in the last one month to Jesus? One. No, it must be more than one. We thank God for that. And you know that you are representing me there. You are representing me there, and not only me, you are representing Jesus there. Yeah. You are a pastor. They have appointed you a pastor in that place. You better be serious. I need another story. Praise God. Now, in all our sharing, we saw that connecting people to Jesus is done through sharing of the good news. And I want to keep repeating this until you understand what the good news is. Until you understand what the good news is. The good news, in Greek, it is the gospel. The gospel. In plain English, it is the good news. We connect people to Jesus through the good news. What is that good news saying? What is that good news about? It says that God loves humanity. God loves humanity so much. He loves humanity. He loves people. Let me tell you, one of the things that you need to realize, that I've realized and you need to realize, people want to be loved. Not even to be reminded about the mess they've done. They just want to be loved. They already know their problem. They just want to be loved. That God knew our problem. He decided to love us. You see? So the good news is that God loves humanity and has reconciled the world to himself. You just look, very important aspect of the good news. He loves the world so much and has reconciled humanity. He has reconciled the world to himself. The world. For the sake of understanding what the world means, is the world actually means human settlement and all the activities. It is different from Earth. Earth is the planet. The world is human beings and all the activities. Cosmos, when you look at it in Greek. So it is human beings and all their activities. That's the world. So God loves humanity and has reconciled the world to himself. He has reconciled the world to himself, people and whatever they do. He's happy when they are active. They are creating, they are involved in business, improving the world, making life better. But he has worked out a way of doing it the best way. He loves humanity and has reconciled the world to himself. He has created a way of making people his friends again. That's what reconciliation is. He has created a way of making people his friends again. Scovia. He has done what? He has created a way of making people his friends again through Jesus. That's a big part of the good news. He loves the world and he has reconciled the world to himself. That is, he has made a way for people to become his friends again through Jesus Christ. Through You know, it is so easy to say good news, good news, and you forget the detail. That is it. And the second part of this good news says, it announces that Jesus, the promised Savior, Jesus was promised right from Genesis. Through all the prophets, through all the books of Moses and all the prophets, that a Savior was coming, a Savior was coming, a Savior is coming, a Savior is coming, and a Savior came. Jesus came. So the second part of the good news you should take note of, that it announces that Jesus, the promised Savior, lived. He came. He lived. He died for sin. He lived. We are going to see the importance of his life. We'll look at the life of Jesus. What do we learn from the life? How does it connect people to him? He died for sins. He did not die for himself. He died for the sins of everybody. That's what people need to know. They need not to suffer for their sins. Because a loving Savior paid for their sins. Agnes, a loving Savior paid for your sins. You don't need to remain in your sin and you don't need to suffer in your sin. You see? And he resurrected, breaking the power of death. Resurrection, coming back to life. That empty tomb, that Easter that we celebrate, is very significant. It will connect people to him. They need to know that death never tied him. So there's hope for you, living hope. Just like he came back to life, he is also the source of life and will have eternal life. He's the source of that life. So you will not live in fear. Let me tell you, when you are properly saved, when you are genuinely saved, you don't have any fear about death. You don't. You don't look at it with terror. Even when the time to die is close, physical death, not spiritual death. Spiritual death is a very terrible thing. It causes a lot of fear. I've seen people who were dying, who were not connected to God. They had a lot of fear. Fear about where they're going. They become so apprehensive. Why? Because their spirit knows that there's a hell somewhere waiting. And there's a judgment somewhere waiting. And then, what I've learned from people who are dying, who are not connected to God, they feel so lonely at that time. Very lonely. Now, people are around them, doctors are around them, relatives are, but they feel disconnected now. Very lonely. And then from the other side, from God's side, they are also disconnected. So it's double disconnection and serious loneliness. I've spoken to some, and they have told me, I feel very lonely. But the ones who have accepted Christ as Lord and Savior in that state, quickly, their status changes. They feel comfort. They feel that they're connected. They feel that they're going somewhere. They're going to God. It doesn't matter what you have amassed. It will never comfort you when that time comes. So the good news is that he died for sins. He resurrected. He broke the power of death. Now, offering forgiveness. People need to know that there's forgiveness being offered to them. If they will accept what Jesus did for them on the cross, he paid for sin, he offers forgiveness. Before God starts a relationship with you, he must first forgive you. How? You have to receive Christ as Lord and Savior. When you do that, you receive the payment he made for you, and your sins are blotted away. You need to know, understand that part of the good news so that you can tell people. And when he did that, when he offers you forgiveness, you need also to know that he has established a kingdom, a rule, a government, a sphere under which you can be. A rule under which you can be as a child of God now. A kingdom. You have to realize, you have to let people know that in that good news, there's a kingdom Jesus has established for them. The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God. Where eternal life is granted. People are granted eternal life. Eternal life. All who believe are granted eternal, they are given God's own life. How? Through the Holy Spirit. That's why you are able to forgive. You are able to love. If you allow the Holy Spirit to guide your life, you are able to break free from sin. you cease to become a slave, you can work your way out of difficult situation. You are enabled. So that's what the good news is all about. Sister Jen Nachito, that's all what the good news is about. Those neighbors need to know, needs to know that God loved humanity. God made a way of making people his friends again. That the promised Savior indeed came, and he lived, and he died for sins, and he resurrected, he came back to life. That's why you can reach him. That's why he can change your life. Jesus is alive. So you are dealing, you are not dealing with a dead prophet. You are dealing with God who is alive. And he offers forgiveness. People need to know. He offers forgiveness. He has a kingdom that he has established and is the door into that kingdom. And he offers eternal life to all who believe. That's all. That's what the good news is. That's a summary of the good news. Don't let it disturb you. It's something just concise like that. And the other day we saw other practical ways of connecting people to Jesus. We said, well, among the things we saw was, share your story. What has Jesus done for you in a hard situation, in a hard time? Some of you passed through some hard times and Jesus stepped in and changed your life in a certain way. Changed your life. Share your story. He helped you through hard times. He changed your life. Another thing we show is that if you want to connect people to Jesus, show love through service. Help people and be kind to them. Help people and be kind to them. Help people and be what? Kind to them. Don't be angry. Don't be bitter. That's a wrong spirit. It is not you. No, that there's a spirit that is trying to influence you. Rebuke that spirit to leave you. Don't be angry. Be very careful with friends that provoke you. Be very careful with relatives that provoke you. They can shut the door of your blessing. Pop! Like they've shut it with very strong locks. Because you will become bitter towards them. You will become unforgiving. You will become disturbed so that you miss what God has for you. Forgive them like God forgave you. Your door will open. Be very careful. The closest people around you are the people who can always cause you to miss something that God has for you. Praise God. Then pray for others. Others, they just need your prayer only. For doors to open for them, for burdens to be lifted, lightened by God. Yeah. Sometimes that's what I do. Sometimes people come to me and I feel I should have done for them something, but I'm limited. Then I just remember what God told me one time. He asked me a question one time when I was now wondering, I should do something. What can I do? He asked me. I left the person outside. I went inside. I knelt down. I was saying, God, you see now, I should have helped this man, but I don't have the money. I'm always asking you for money. And then I just had a clear voice. Do you want to be God? I said, I'm sorry. Oh, no, I cannot be God. And then he said, go and pray for him. And what was attacking that man would have caused him to die. I just prayed for him. Today the man has a clan of children now. And he's a mature man now. Praise God. So other people just need prayer. And God will give them the testimony. Praise God. And they will be drawn through that prayer. They know that God cares. And we also saw the fourth way of connecting people to Jesus is that to listen carefully to what they're saying. Just listen to them. Don't give them your answers, answering everything. Just listen. Some people want just to be listened to. Just listen to them, to what people care about or to what they're struggling with. That's all. By the time now you begin to advise them, they will listen and they'll get connected. Praise God. So, This morning, I want us to look at connecting people to Jesus through partnership with the Holy Spirit. Connecting people to Jesus through partnership with the Holy Spirit. You have to work together with the Holy Spirit if that mission is to succeed. You have to. Every day when you wake up, kneel down and say, Lord, help me today to connect somebody to Jesus. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Simple prayer. Don't simple prayer, a few minutes. Because let me tell you, you need to partner with him. You need to work together with him. Jesus said it. You cannot reach the heart of man. The Holy Spirit can reach the heart of man through what will he say. You need to be your partner in connecting people to Jesus. Leah, you make the Holy Spirit your partner. You will not regret. You will connect people to Jesus. You will. But if you try on your own, you will just struggle. That's why many people are fruitless who are Christians. Fruitless. Reverend, that's what you should do every day when you wake up. Ask the Lord, ask the Holy Spirit to help you connect people to Jesus. Do it every day. Because you have so many friends and so many people called you. Why waste that opportunity to connect them? Why? Why waste that opportunity? Why waste that opportunity? Consider, why not pour your effort there? Instead of pouring your effort in other things, pour your effort there. It is rewarding. Yeah. You have poured enough of your effort in other areas. Now pour your effort there. Tell your neighbor, pour your effort there. Connecting people to Jesus. You know, when you are connecting people, when the Holy Spirit is your partner, let me tell you, you will not speak many words. You will not struggle. First of all, he will lead you to the right person. And he will bring the right person. But if you do it blindly, you will end up even fighting with people. People will attack you, Mr. Preacher, what are you saying? Or Madam Preacher, what are you saying? They begin to oppose you. Let's partner with the Holy Spirit in connecting people to Jesus. Praise God. Are you the one who was in Sunday school one time? How many people have you connected to Jesus in the last 1 month in school? You have not. You better listen carefully to what I'm saying this morning. And start straight away. And next time I see you after service, come to me and tell me the number of people you have connected and where they are. Praise God. Sometimes you cannot, preaching from this pulpit does not connect people to Jesus. It prepares people. It helps you to prepare people to minister outside there and connect people to Jesus. That is it. Me, I'm now talking to most of you are believers. Some of you may be religious people who are not yet believing. But most of you are believers. So there's no much work here. But I can only train you and help you to connect people to Jesus. Praise God. And Pastor Flores, don't throw away that ministry of yours. All those teachers around you. You must lead a big number of them to the Lord. I need to see them here. Jesus needs to see them. Jesus is counting on you there where he has put you. The school is paying you salaries, but it is Jesus actually buying that salary. Praise God. Now, I want us to note these facts. Just three little facts. It takes unselfish people to grow a church. It takes unselfish people to grow a church. It takes unselfish people to grow a church. Ask your neighbor, are you unselfish? Because really, you have to be unselfish to tell people about Jesus. Why? He died. Jesus died. He died for everyone. He died for people's sin. Why are you keeping it away from them? It takes unselfish people to grow a church. People to go to hell without Jesus. People go to, tell your neighbor, people go to hell without Jesus. So you need to stop being selfish. Stop being selfish. Stop being selfish. And we said that one of the things that you that can connect people to Jesus, sharing your story. How Jesus helped you through a hard time. A hard time. Praise God. Daisy, come. Come. Clap for Daisy. Daisy has been my spiritual daughter for so many years. Praise God. Get for us a mic. Study at Daisy. You see, you know, you have your own story of hard time. Your father could not save you from that hard place. Your brothers could not save you. Your friends could not save you. I know you're a lady who started working early from school. You went into work. You have cut it off. You went into work. And then you had some money that could have helped you. But tell us, share with us your own story where Jesus got you out of a hard place that you could not get out of. It connects people to Jesus because many people would right now be in the same place, but they don't know how to come out. Tell them briefly your name and what Jesus did for you, your story.
Praise God, everyone. My name is Daisy Shuvi. There was a time I was going through, I don't even know how to explain it, but I had come from having almost, like, God had provided everything. I'm just waking up, I've given birth, they've given me a car, they've given me everything, and then I faced a few battles, almost even losing my job to a point where the MD had made me his personal assistant. He said, I want that girl to be sitting as a personal assistant for me. And later he told one of my bosses, said, this was after years of me, I said, this is not the girl I hired. And I was going through something really tough. I imagine, you know how you can be ladies, no leggings, but the leggings were like pallets that just fall, had become that thin. To a point where I had nothing even to eat in the house. And one time my dad came into the house and said, our daughter is not informing us what's wrong. This girl will die in this house. But every time I didn't give up, Pastor kept saying, come and we pray, come and we pray, come and we pray. And I didn't give up. I would go, like, but things are not changing. And then until I had to inform my parents, even if they knew what I was going through, no one could be in my position. So they talked, even meetings were held, but nothing was changing. But I kept praying and praying and praying. And then Pastor talked about tithing. I used to dodge my tithe almost every month. I would take even a year. And Pastor one time talked about it, and I seated at my desk, and I just got, that day I got my salary. Not all of it, but I took a seed. I said, I want to meet you, Pastor. And I went, and I had got some money, had done a nice deal, but I took half of the money and brought it to Pastor. And I don't know what happened, but from that day, I started recovering everything. That, amen. Like, everything started coming back. Amen. To me.
Amen.
Until amen. Now, and he's providing. I'm too happy, and I'll never forget. I was driving, and I just parked the car, and I called daddy. I said, I'm tired. I think I'm now ready. And they said, you're sure? I said, I'm very ready. And from that time, my life has changed. God is providing everything. I'm just too
amen.
Happy.
Amen. Amen. Lord, a mighty hand of praise. Nobody to turn to. Even the parents are there, but they could not help until Jesus stepped in. So I just want to encourage those who are listening that Jesus is there for you. He loves you. Accept him as Lord and Savior. Will he change your story like he has changed Daisy's story? Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Partnership with the Spirit is crucial if we are to connect people to Jesus. Partnership is crucial. Partner with the Holy Spirit. Scovia, partner. Next time I will ask you also to tell us your story. Partner. Don't fear to come to church because pastor said he's going to. I just want you to be serious. So it takes unselfish people to grow a church, people to go to hell without Jesus. So partnership with the Holy Spirit to rescue people, to connect them to Jesus is crucial. Is crucial. John 15, 26 to 27. John chapter 15, verse 26 to 27. John chapter 15, verse 26 to 27. When the counselor comes, I'm reading from NIV. When the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. Praise God. Just mark these words that Jesus said. The Spirit of truth. Who goes out from the Father? When the counselor comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth. Whom I will send to you. Jesus sends the Holy Spirit to you. Not for you to neglect him. To partner with him. When it comes to connecting people to Jesus, he has sent the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit testifies about Jesus, brings revelation about Jesus, convicts the heart of people, gives you the right thing to say. Imagine the Spirit is sent to you, the Holy Spirit. Many of you, you are wasting his presence in your life. Jesus said, I've sent him to you, to you. Turn to your neighbor and say, the Holy Spirit has been sent to me. What are you doing with him? Why are you not in partnership with him in connecting people to God? A simple prayer. Talk like a child to God. Blessed Holy Spirit, help me this day to connect someone to Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Simple, simple, simple. Bring someone to me. Simple. He'll bring. Give me what to say. You'll start from the point that where that person's life can be rescued from. I'm telling you. He'll give you where to start from. Because people have different stories and they're struggling with different things. And the Holy Spirit will give you. He has been sent to you. Don't ignore him. Partner with him. It is crucial. Very crucial. Acts 1:8. He directly inspires you. He directly gives you the power to witness. We shall look at what witnessing is. You see? Acts 1:8 NIV. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You will be my witnesses. The Holy Spirit will give you power. You will receive power. It will inspire you. It will influence you. It will energize you to testify about Jesus. He's the one that will pick that testimony of yours which you have left there. You have not used it. And reminds you, look at what went through. You tell this person about it. Not realizing that actually the Holy Spirit does that because he knows that the person is going through the same thing. The same thing. Praise God. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Brother Alex, where is your Jerusalem? Where is your Jerusalem? But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Where is your Jerusalem? Yes, your workplace there is a good Jerusalem. That's your Samaria. You start from home. Start from where God has planted you. Tracy, start from where God has planted you. Tell your neighbor, start from where God has planted you. You will testify about Jesus means to act as a high witness the way they do in court. You know, when they call witnesses to say something in court, they are testifying. You are an eyewitness. You tell what you have seen or experienced. You act as an eyewitness. That's what testimony about Jesus. You tell the truth about what Jesus is. From your experience and from what you have learned in the Word. And what he did to you and to others that you have seen. You are high witness. You act as an eyewitness. Tell your neighbor, you act as an eyewitness for Jesus. And also you testify about how he changed your life. How he changed your life. How he changed your life. Proving the truth of Jesus is not just about words. It's not just about words. But through daily actions, obedience, personal transformation, your daily experience proves that what Jesus says is true. It's not just about I'm saved. What shows that you are saved? It is proof through the way you live daily. 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 Praise God. Acts chapter 2. Write it down. Verse 38 to 41. Peter replied, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." Verse number 40. With many other words, he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourself from this corrupt generation." Verse 41, "Those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day." 3,000 added to their number that day. It was because of the partnership with the Holy Spirit. That day they received the Holy Spirit. Now they came out of hiding. Said, look what we are seeing, all these people babbling in prayer. It is because the Holy Spirit that was promised by Jesus, God has poured it on them. You can also believe in Jesus, who is the source of this. You can repent of your sins and receive the same Holy Spirit. And God will receive you. And God will save you from your sins and change your life. And 3,000 people were added to their number just one day because of partnership with the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Let's look at, we are almost done. Acts chapter 16, verse 6 to 7. Acts chapter 16, verse 7. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to. Having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia, he knows why you have to partnership. You just don't go preaching everywhere, anytime, anyhow. The Holy Spirit can guide you to preach in a smart way. They passed through many places. They wanted to go somewhere. The Holy Spirit said, no. Don't go there. Not yet. Not yet. You see, God could not save the Canaan people. Yeah? He told Abraham that I'm sending your children to a foreign land and they will be there for how many years? 400 years. Yeah, 400 years. They'll be there for 400 years because the sins of the Amorites are not yet full. Nothing can be done about them. They're hard. They're worshiping the wicked one. They're hard in their sins. Judgment first needs to break them down. You see? Having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia, when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to go. Say, no, you are not also going there. You see? So the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them. You need partnership with the Holy Spirit so that he guides you exactly where to go, who to deal with. Some people, you want to preach with to them, the Holy Spirit will say, no, leave that one. Because he knows they are not ready. There's something invested in more than God. They already have a God that they have decided that they want to serve that God. And until something drastically changes, God gives people time. They are alive because God is still giving them time. Praise God. Let's look at this last scripture, Acts 19 to 20. We connect people to Jesus through partnership with the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 10, verse 19 to 20. The Holy Spirit, verse 19, let me start. I'm reading from NIV. While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I've sent them. You see why it is important for you to partner with the Holy Spirit. He's an indispensable agent for connecting people to Jesus. You see now, this man was praying. He had a strange vision. And God was trying to speak to him through that vision. When he came out of that trance, he was wondering what this meant. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to him. There are three men at the gate. I have sent them. So that's why every morning when we wake up and you say, Lord Jesus, lead me to people or bring people to me that I will lead, connect to Jesus. He will do it. He will do it. You will see a lot of fruit in your ministry of connecting people to Jesus. I'm telling you the truth. There was a time when I would pray that prayer, I would not miss to lead someone to Jesus from Monday to Sunday. I'm telling you. And I would fill a kamunye, a minibus, every Sunday. I start witnessing from Monday. By Sunday, because I was praying at that time out of this area, we are no church here. I would hire a minibus and put full people I've witnessed to, and I take them to church. And when they're asking for visitors, so many stand up. How did you come? Oh, Brother George brought us. I was an evangelist at that time. I was even a street evangelist, but not just standing there and shouting. No, I just engage people. I just engage people one on one, and then I guide them. The nearest church is here. Do this. If it is near a place where I'm going, I guide them to that place. Not just shouting. You know? I try to connect to Jesus. You know? It is good to preach and shout there, but for me, I was interested in connecting people directly to Jesus. The way, Rita, you do, you better keep doing it. Now I'm giving you how you can do it better. Praise God. Every Sunday, I would take a kamunyo. You can imagine. So, every Sunday, I want you with 7 people here until space becomes a problem for us. Praise God. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Do not hesitate to go with them. There are some people you will feel intimidated to witness to them. But once the Holy Spirit has guided you to witness to them, every barrier is broken. You will do it. You will do it. Praise God. Lift your hands and talk to the Lord. Talk to Him. To help you. To help you connect people to Jesus. To help you connect people to Jesus. Don't let them die and go to hell. Don't leave people around you to go to hell. Don't. Leave people who are visiting your business premises, just go to hell. There's one among 10, there's one among 20 that come to your shop that Jesus has marked as ready to receive salvation. Partner with the Holy Spirit to detect who that person is. Religion will not meet the needs of people, but salvation through Jesus will meet the needs. It's about a relationship with God. Only Jesus provides that kind of relationship. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your kindness. We thank you for your love. Lord, make us your partner to connect people to your son Jesus. Father, make us partner. Jesus, make us your partner with the help of your Holy Spirit to connect people to you. Father, we thank you that we have heard our prayers. Help those who are listening to this message to connect people to you through partnership with the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory and we give you honor. Help us to pray that simple prayer always to the Holy Spirit. We thank you, Master. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty hand of praise. Maybe you are here and you have not connected to Christ. You're so sure that if the Lord returns now, you'll be taken to heaven. You can be sure by connecting to God through a simple prayer of commitment. If you are saying, I want to get saved, I want to connect to God through Jesus, can I see your hand? Can I see your hand? I want to speak to those who are watching online. Perhaps you are there, you have no relationship with God. I want to encourage you to enter a relationship now with God through Jesus Christ, who died for your sin, who offers you forgiveness, who is alive, who will change your life. If you are ready to do that, follow this prayer of commitment. Follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Bless my life and make me a blessing. Amen." If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. All of us who are in the Lord did that simple kind of simple prayer. So I want to encourage you, find a Bible teaching church, go there, fellowship there in order to grow spiritually. And if you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International here in Kampala, Luzira. And your life won't remain the same because of the word and the tangible presence of the Lord. And also, I want to encourage you to let us know the decision you have made through our contacts on the screen so that we send you some materials that can help you in your newfound walk with the Lord. God bless you abundantly. Amen. Dear friend, perhaps you have no saving relationship with God, and you love God and you want to engage with Him, but you don't know how. I want to show you how. In John chapter 10, verse number 9, Jesus said, "I am the door. Whoever enters through me shall be saved." It's the door into the kingdom of God. Right now, you can enter a relationship with the Almighty God. You can do that through a simple prayer of commitment that you can make to God right now through Him. And if you are ready to enter a relationship with God so that you can be a child of God, bona fide child, not just a creation, not just a creature of God, created by God, but a son, a daughter, follow this simple prayer of commitment after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come to you as a sinner. Forgive all my sins. I repent of my sins. Right now, I invite you, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior." Amen. If you say that prayer from your heart, you are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. Find a Bible teaching church near you where you can go and fellowship in order to grow spiritually. If you live in the city of Kampala, you are most welcome to come and worship with us at Victory Church of Christ Ministries International in Luzira, Kampala. And the word we share in these services will never allow your life to remain the same. And let us know about the commitment you have made through our contacts on the screen. We'll send you some material through the mail, through your email, so that you can be edified and you can know how to walk in your newfound life with God. God bless you abundantly. I wait to hear from you.